तेरी मंद परवरी है। If you know how to pass life, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. That, O people of Iman, once you brought Iman, you are the friend of Allah. But now build your friendship and become the close friend of Allah. Then you will get what is called enjoyment of life. And where you will get that? Kunu ma sadiqin. Just be with the righteous and pious servants of Allah. So that Hazrat explained that when I joined the company of the friend of Allah from a young man, then I realized, Teri aashiqo me jeena, Teri aashiqo me marna. That now my desire is, I must just love amongst your lovers, and I must die amongst your lovers. And that is real enjoyment of life. Otherwise a person thinks in entertainment, in clubs, in everything else, there is no enjoyment. Love in the company of the friends of Allah. And this Hazrat is explaining his life experience. When he was a young boy, 16, 17 years old, and had vigor and vitality, and a very intelligent young man also, but living in a village, Purpur, with an old man, but a lover of Allah. And what Hazrat got from there, it's a very long poem, we won't go into much detail. Just briefly, Hazrat is saying that after I came in the company of my Shaykh, now I realize, Meri zindagi ka hasil, Meri zist ka sahara, Tere aashiqo me jeena, Tere aashiqo me marna. That the sum total of my life and all the ambitions I got in my life, the support of that is, Tere aashiqo me jeena, Tere aashiqo me marna. That I love how to, I learn how to make all my ambitions in life in the right direction by loving in the company of your friends. And now I just want to love in the company, and aashiq are those who love Allah. They got great fire burning of the love of Allah in their heart. So I want to just love among them, and I want to die among them. In other words, I want to learn how to obey Allah's commands all the time. And die also, how to save myself from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And otherwise, Hazrat says, on my own, and I think now making ibadat, I can even become an alim or what. But the reality is, mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi. Tera dard kya hai, ya Rab? Hame kuch khabar nahi thi. Tera dard kya hai, ya Rab? Tere aashiqo se seekha, tere sang dar se marna. Said, oh Allah, what if we know what is your pain of your love? The real gift of life is the love of Allah Ta'ala. Ibadat is on its place, Allah send us. But when you got that pain of the love of Allah, then there's a different enjoyment in ibadat. There's a different enjoyment in every aspect of your life. Your 24-hour life will become ibadat. And Hazrat says, where you learn this, that Tere aashiqo se seekha, tere sang dar se marna. We only learn this from your lovers, and that is how to give our lives at your threshold. Under all conditions, no matter what condition comes, Allah must be happy with me. I'll break my desires, everything. Tere inayati hai ye, tere madad ka sadka, meri jaan na tawa ka, tere gham pe sabr karna. And then I realize it's not my ability. I can be a young man and I think I got lots of ambition, but it is only Allah's special favor. When Allah brings us to the company of the friends of Allah, realize this is a great gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is only Allah ta'ala's special, the sadqah of Allah's help. Like we begging Allah, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. Oh Allah, we want to become your slaves, you help us. This is how Allah helps. He brings us to the friends of Allah. And He teaches us that Tere aashiqo se seekha, Meri jaan na tawa ka, Tere gham pe sabr karna. That this weak soul of mine, to make sabr on so many desires that are coming in my heart, especially a young man. You want to be in this environment, that environment, you want to be checking. But how to bring all that under control, somebody will think it's impossible. But such in the company of the man of Allah. And then see, everybody else will be thinking they're enjoying themselves. You won't be able to explain to them what is the enjoyment of sitting in the company of the friend of Allah Ta'ala. Ye teri ata hi ya Rab, ye tera jazb pinha. Mera nala hi nadamat, tere sange dar se karna. Then a person realizes, oh Allah, it's your special gift that you are pulling me towards you in such a way that middle of the night I am getting up and I'm crying tears and serious tears of my heart is, oh Allah, how I spend. My youth already is almost gone, how I spend it. And then can you imagine the rest of your life as you grow in this path of Allah Ta'ala. Mera har khata pe rona, yahi teri meri talafi. Tere rahmaton ka sadqa, mera jum'a afwa karna. Then a person realizes that a person, all his sins, he thinks that my whole life is full of sins. And many a times a person, Allah gives us tawfiq to change our life, but we forget when we became matured, we were in school, all those sins we did, we don't even make tawbah about it. So that is still balance in our account, and that is why difficulties come in our life. So here Hazrat teaches us that you learn from the friends of Allah, cry over all your sins, what you remember, what you don't remember. Ask Allah Ta'ala for blanket amnesty. Say, here he merely salafi. This is the only way of recompense. This is the only way I can get saved and fully saved from any clutches of yours, Ya Allah. And this is also Allah's special mercy that you only forgive sins. Allah, you love. When Allah wants to forgive, Allah gives tawfiq to make tawbah. And Allah gives you the tears that will come out, and Allah just wipes out your whole past. And what a man you become. Hey, isi tarah se mumkin tere raah se guzarna. Kabhi dil se sabar karna, kabhi dil se shukar karna. Then Hazrat is giving the whole crux of this life. That this is the only way you can pass through life. Even when you sit in the company of the friends of Allah, different conditions will come in your heart. Sometimes you'll feel down, sometimes you'll feel very energetic in doing ibadat, etc. But Hazrat says, sometimes dil se sabar karna. You'll have to make sabar. That now you're feeling lazy, you can't get up of fajr, but you just push yourself, move. And you see how when you just get up, how you enjoy yourself. And just the way you get discouraged, you know, only in the company of the friends of Allah. And sometimes you'll have to make lot of shukr, Ya Allah, me. And you brought me in this Mubarak gathering. I don't deserve to be here. It is only Allah's fadl and kindness. And this is the way a person, a believer should pass his life. Either making shukr, either making sabr. And say, yeh teri raza mein jeena, yeh teri raza mein marna. Meri abdiyat pe ya rab, yeh hai tera fard karna. And then a person realized that, oh Allah, I'm your slave. So I must love in your happiness and I must die in your happiness. Loving in the happiness of Allah, obeying all Allah Ta'ala's command, especially the positive ibadat, making salah, zikr, etc. But together with that, the negative ibadat, teri raza mein marna, to die in your pleasure. The negative ibadat, this is where we get weak. We just perform salah, everything. We sit in a masjid, hardly walk out, the cell phone is in our hand. And we've gone to hell in just sight. So to learn how to love in to die for your pleasure. That I won't go on, I won't even touch that thing. I'll save myself from that. But yahi aatiko ka seva, yahi aatiko ki aadat. Kabhi ghar giriya zukahe, kabhi aahe sar bharna. And then you'll see this is the way of life of the friends of Allah. And this is the habit. You'll pick it up from them. Who you sit with, that is going to come into you. That effect will come into you. That you see sometimes, Allahu Akbar, they crying, tears are flowing from their eyes, they're making dua. And sometimes just sitting quiet, and you see a deep sigh comes out from the bottom of the heart. Ah, how did I pass my life? So this will come into a person's heart in the company of our beloved chair. Yahi iski alamat, yahi iski zamanat. Kabhi zikr aur zubaan se, kabhi dil mein yaad karna. Then a person will come to know what is the sign of the true love of Allah and what is the guarantee that you got love of Allah. That sometimes you are making zikr with your tongue and sometimes just quiet, but you all the time in the thoughts of Allah. And this is the reality that 24 hours we must learn to be in the remembrance of Allah. That what I'm doing is Allah happy with me. Then nobody, you won't have to ask, can I dress like this? Can I do this? Is Allah happy with me? Ask that question to yourself. Then you'll know whether you are true, want to be a true lover of Allah. Teri shaan jazd hai ya rahi. Teri shaan jazd hai, yeh teri banda parwari hai. Meri jaan wa dil ka tujhko hama waqt yaad karna. And this is only Allah's special splendor when Allah wants to pull you. Allah wants to make jazd. We can try, but we are weak. So beg Allah, Allah yastabi, and those who got inclination, Allah pulled them in such a way, Allahu Akbar, that the weak soul of mine, where I could be standing in namaz, where I could be sitting in the masjid, now I'm shocked, I only get enjoyment, that my heart and soul is all the time in your remembrance. This is where I get enjoyment and pleasure. I hate even listening about clubs or anything else. So Allah Ta'ala then Hazrat finally explained, where were you, where will you get this? Kisi ahle dil ki sohbat, jo mili kisi ko akhtar, usse aa gaya hai jeena, usse aa gaya hai marna. Hazrat is saying my own experience, that oh akhtar, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, that if you got the company of a great love of Allah, then you learn how to love for Allah, how to die for Allah. Allah grant us all of
the fasting. Like Salat and Zakat is a fundamental institution of Islam. The first fasting is a practice of vital importance. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, O people of Iman, fasting has been decreed compulsory for you. The importance of fasting is established by numerous narrations of the Quran and Hadith. It is clear from the narrations of the Quran and the Hadith that for salvation, Salat, Zakat and Hajj are not sufficient. It is essential to fast the first Salat of fast of Ramadan. Fasting is distinguished from other ibadat by its inconspicuous nature, it's hidden. Whereas other acts of ibadat, Salat, Zakat, Hajj are conspicuous, they are open in varying degrees. Fasting is totally concealed. Only Allah Ta'ala is aware if one is fasting or not. Only those who truly have the love of the fear of Allah Ta'ala in their hearts will fast. Experience proves that weakness in love and fear of Allah Ta'ala can be remedied by engaging in such acts which produce muhabbat, love and azamat, respect, honor and awe. Fasting is greatly beneficial in this regard. Thus, weakness in one's iman and love for Allah Ta'ala is strengthened by fasting. One in whose heart and love and fear of Allah Ta'ala becomes embedded will be strong and steadfast on the deen. The natural effect of fasting is to produce strength in one's deen. This effect is referred to in the following hadith, 22 hadith. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu raised that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah Ta'ala said, all good deeds are for the one who renders them but fasting. Fasting is exclusively for me. That is for Allah Ta'ala. That the hadith Nabi alayhi wa sallam said, the one who fasts, he abstains from eating, drinking and sexual relations for my sake. Another narration says that Allah Ta'ala says that the fasting person leaves off his desires and pleasures for his sake. Fasting being exclusively for the sake of Allah Ta'ala reflects the high degree of sincerity underlying the act of ibadah. The high degree of sincerity coupled with abstention from evil and fidelity produces gladness and strength in the iman of the fasting person. Great emphasis is therefore laid on fasting. This is very clear from the fact that Allah Ta'ala described the act of man's fasting as being only for him. One hadith, Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu anhu arranged to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to impose on him some actions of great significance. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, adopt fasting, for there is no act greater than it. Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu anhu repeated his request a second time. Nabi alayhi salam again advised him to adopt fasting. Again he put forward his request the third time. And Nabi alayhi salam said, adopt fasting, for there is no need equal to it. The superiority of fasting is in relation to certain special qualities of fasting, such as the degree of sincerity, its assistance in strengthening weak iman, inculcating love and fear of Allah Ta'ala, and acting as a barrier against them. These special benefits of fasting are attainable only if one fasts consciously and he observes the respect and rights of fasting. One hadith Nabi alayhi salam said, fasting is a shield and a powerful fortress. Like fasting is a shield of protection against spiritual sicknesses, that is sin, so too it is a protection against external sicknesses, that is physical illnesses. In the majority of cases, physical illness is the result of excessive eating. That is stopped by fasting. This is why Nabi alayhi salam said, every person has a zakat to pay, and the zakat of the body is fasting. Like wealth is verified by means of paying zakat, the body is verified by means of fasting. Zakat is the elimination of impurities from wealth, while fasting is the elimination of impurities from the body. And the role of fasting, as indicated already, operates in both the physical and spiritual spheres of man's life. That is why Rasulullah said, keep fasting, you will remain healthy. Fasting produces both physical and spiritual health. Fasting also produces spiritual happiness and peace. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a lengthy hadith said, the fasting person experiences two occasions of delight, at the time of iftar and at the time when he will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the to understand the benefit of fasting and give it to the people. Spend our Allah in the benefit of it.